Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I do want to let you guys know that today is International Whiskey Day today.
Ooh.
I used to be a big whiskey drinker. I've cut way back.
Yeah?
It's just a lot of empty calories.
You don't drown your sorrows.
Regret.
Empty
calories and regrets.
Those dark liquors, those will get you, right?
Yeah,
they'll sneak up on you.
And if you have too much whiskey today, you might need this because it's also National Viagra Day today.
Oh, look at that. You ever taken one?
No, I haven't.
No? Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. I kind of want to.
I know. I would love to just understand what happens, right? I mean, I know
me too.
What happens. I
we know what happens.
But I would like to know, like, the play-by-play.
Take a blue chew. You know? Can get those at, like, a gas station.
Ooh.
You don't want to trust the gas station.
Don't
you
do
can
it.
No, but you can trust the brand Blue Chew. I've heard.
You've heard?
I've heard.
You've heard.
Trust it. You trust it.
Why'd you just wink at me?
I know.
That was weird. That was a weird exchange.
You
want
to do it, but not have
had.
To do the over-the-counter.
Yeah?
Blue Chew. I've just heard good things.
I love how he knows so much about it.
Why are you
it?
Making like this awkward eye contact with me when you say that?
I look at you in the eyes when I talk. What are you talking about?
Blue Chew.
Jer.
He really
Blue
means
Chew.
It. He really means that.
Do you have any on you right now?
No, not on me right now, sir. I'm not a Pez dispenser with Blue Chew.
That's funny. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. Comes
anything
in
else I want
gum
to tell
form.
You? Gum form, too?
Yeah, you can just chew it.
Oh, gosh. Wow. It just,
I've heard. Again, I've heard.
You know so much about
some
this.
Crazy
like,
friends. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, friends. Yes. Yeah. My friends told me about it. Is what happened. Speaking of that, Sydney Sweeney is not getting married, guys. I just want to give you a heads up on that.
Yeah.
The marriage is off, it sounds like. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Let's go.
Yeah, I saw she deleted the picture of them where he's like, you know, he's kissing her. He's got her in his arms.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very, very sexy. It was a sexy picture. And she deleted it.
And she goes,
that was the first sign that they were, quote, calling it quits.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Remember my number.
You guys are funny.
A friend told me she just wants to hang out.
Have you heard of Blue Chew?
Yeah. Sydney, call us.
I don't think we need that.
All right.
Oh, you too.
Katie, what's trending locally?
Let's
move on
that.
From this nonsense.
My goodness. Let's talk about grocery stores because a new one is coming to Colorado, up in Thornton, actually. Winco. Y'all familiar?
No.
Josh, Jeremy?
Nope. What the heck's a Winco?
It is like Winco? A Costco. It's a popular food chain. It's in Idaho, Utah. It's like a warehouse grocery store that they sell things in bulk. So that's where I was like, yeah, it's kind of what you're getting. But
fudge,
it's going
ice cream
in.
Cones.
Yeah, they have a lot. Like, they have a cult following, kind of like they do at, like, Trader Joe's, Costco, Sam's Club. They have people who absolutely love their stuff, their brands. And this one is going into 164th and Washington. So it is I forget how far north Thornton goes.
Oh, God, that's way up there.
I know, it is way up there. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge, huge grocery store. And I imagine when it does open that it's going to be crazy. I can like remember when like IKEA opened and know when Bucky's opened, when those big chains open and it's like the first one in Colorado, people go nuts. So I can imagine this Winco is gonna see
I'm looking at the pictures
some foot traffic. Yeah, I was looking at
surely
you know,
like a Costco.
You know what's so funny? I was looking at their website and they have one of the tabs where they're like our weekly ad, and you go then click on their weekly ad and it says we don't believe in weekly ads, we always have low prices. I'm like, why do you have a button for it then?
Hey, well, because you clicked it. Did you not click it, Katie?
I totally clicked it to see what their weekly ad was. But yeah, apparently they always have low prices. So
I want to go to there.
Necessarily have specials.
You're never going to go. Did you heard where it's at?
164th and Washington.
Well, my mother-in-law's up there. She's up in Thornton. So
okay.
On the slim chance that I'm up there seeing my mother-in-law.
Because that happens all the time.
Very slim chance. I'll roll in and get you guys some beef jerky.
There we go.
Yay. Okay.
All right. So look
in
for
bulk.
In
Winco's a coming.
Palette.
We also have this story, which I thought was just, we need to do better. Colorado needs to do better because as a nation, 92% of us use our seatbelts. Do you use your seatbelts, guys?
Every day.
I do. I buckle
I
myself
do
up.
Because the new truck I bought is horrible.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God. It doesn't stop.
Ding, ding, ding.
And usually you can disengage those with a special
not
set of, like, tap the brake pedal four times and yank the belt six times, on, off, on, off. it won't let me do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the only way I'm finding around it is there's this device that you, it's like a, the end of a belt, and you click it in.
Yeah.
You click, but then there's no belt attached to it. So then you actually take your regular belt and click it into that piece. So it's like double
click.
Belts almost. It's like a double click.
Seems
so
like
then
a lot
you can
of work.
Untatch your belt, and the thing will still be plugged into the end of it.
You're
into
trying.
The female end of it.
You're
it's a mess.
Or you could just be safe and buckle your seatbelt.
You're trying to fly out
my
the front
gosh.
Of your car.
No, like when I come rolling into the parking lot in the morning, I zip my seatbelt off.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
And it's ding ding ding
right
ding,
away,
ding, ding, like instant, dude. And it's
dang.
Loud.
Okay.
Or like you know when you roll into your neighborhood, you're unclicking, you're getting ready to get you know, and it's ding 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 ding. I hate it.
You don't like
hate
it.
Hate it.
Just keep it on a little
I'm not
bit longer.
Start to
no.
stop. Start to stop.
You
unbuckled.
Need to set a good example for the children because that's the issue here. So 92% of the nation as a whole buckles up on a regular. 88% of Coloradans do. So we are falling behind the national average in this category. Yeah. I don't like it. And
more
they
parking
say,
space.
Well, they say the big issue, Josh, is the younger kids. The younger kids are the ones who don't want to buckle up. And they're saying, parents, this is on you. You have all of the power in the world right now because you can say your driver's license is my driver's license and you're not going to get to drive that car unless you put your seatbelt on.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah,
yes, you
yeah.
have to have it when you're driving.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And they even have a new campaign for the young kids. It's called Buckle Like a Boss. So.
Click it or ticket doesn't
same.
Work anymore?
No. Buckle oh. like a boss.
That's
what we're calling
so millennial. 60-year-old guy. Like, here's what we'll do to get the kids
to
buckle.
Be young and hip.
What we got to do is, they got to buckle like a boss. Bros? Bros and hoes be buckling like bosses. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
T-T-Y-A-L, hoes
oh
and bros.
YOLO.
YOLO. Before you go, go.
Oh
so
gosh.
You don't go, go.
So you
no,
don't
you
go,
don't,
go.
Yeah.
YOLO. Buckle like a boss.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Hopefully, it encourages the young drivers
oh, it's gonna.
To use their
yeah,
seat
that's
belt.
Like, whoa, hold on,
I
guys. You see all the teenagers turn into each other in the car?
Yeah, right.
We better buckle like a boss, you guys.
Are we buckled?
Who's a boss?
Let's TikTok it. Yeah, we're a boss.
Well, hopefully it gains some traction because we do want those younger kids to be buckled up and safe while they're driving. I mean, come
thanks,
on.
Thanks, Mom.
We do. We need them to buckle.
That's true. It's very, very true.
I have
I still want to unbuckle when I get into
Zoe,
my neighborhood.
Like when Zoe was a kid and even kids in my car now, when they get in my car, if they don't, the first thing they do, it better be to buckle that seatbelt.
I agree. I am 100% with you.
Like I've told Zoe, why are you talking to me without your seatbelt on? Yeah. Like I say
I
it to her
you.
Like that. I do. I'm like, you better get that thing on. So hopefully this works. Hey, the National Women's Soccer League, they're getting a temporary stadium. This is really neat, actually. The Cherry Creek Board of Education approved this plan. They're going to bring training fields, shared use of fields, and a 15,000-seat temporary stadium that's going to be used for the team. Because remember, they are going to have a new stadium built, but it's not going to be ready until like 2018.
So is this one just like way unsafe?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are they? It's popsicle sticks or
yeah,
what?
Like, it says that they're going to actually, it's going to be a pretty legit stadium. I don't know if they'll have plans for it after to be used
I would
as
hope
some kind
that they
of
just don't like leave
think,
it abandoned.
I think that's what it is they're going to use it for the Women's Soccer League and then it'll be like a rec center type of thing, but it's going to be right on Potomac and Fremont huh. Avenue in case you're wondering.
I wonder if this is just like bleacher style, like they'll just pile the bleachers because you can do that.
Yeah. Well, and then they'll have the fields. It's going to be outside, so you know they
well,
can
yeah,
probably maneuver things and make it look different.
I've never heard of a temporary stadium. That's
I
just that's weird to me.
And it's going to be 43 acres. So
I mean, good for them.
Massive.
That's awesome.
Wow. It's a big thing. Huh. We're seeing a lot of news with this National Women's Soccer League. They're
big
getting,
deal.
They're getting a lot of screen time, FaceTime right now because of all of the things involved in bringing this team to Denver. So this is just the latest. Some things moving out of the Denver metro. Did you see Old Chicago? Chicago's closing two more locations.
Not Old Chicago.
I know. They already closed the one on Arapahoe and Parker
oh,
right there.
I got
there.
A great Calzone Arapahoe. Story from
I
there that
lost.
I can't tell you.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you off the air.
I think they started.
I got a Calzone story for you guys.
They closed the original one in Boulder, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like the original one was in Boulder, and I think they closed that one down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
then,
sad.
The one closed. Down by me might still be open. I don't know.
The Littleton one, I believe, is still open. The ones that they're closing right now is off 120th in Colorado, and then they have already closed that one. Again, Arapahoe. Sloan Parker and Arapahoe Crossing. That's the one I went to all the time. And
were you up on the beer wall?
Oh no, no, I wasn't. But I was probably on that appetizer wall.
Yeah.
If they had one of those. Like, yeah. My gosh, that triple dipper appetizer thing that they have.
Oh, I'll eat anything with triple dipper in the name.
Gosh, so
what's
good.
The triple dipper?
It has the pepperoni rolls. It has the nachos, and what's the other thing?
Pepperoni
on there?
Rolls.
Yeah, it's like the rolls of pepperoni.
Yeah, look at you rolling your hands like that makes it better.
Thank you, yes.
I was doing it to the camera.
Oh, okay.
For our folks on YouTube there. But it's like I don't know how to explain it.
Is it like a roll?
It's like a muffin.
Of pepperoni?
Almost. It's like a muffin, but with pepperoni and cheese in it.
Well, then that's a pepperoni
like a
muffin.
Pizookie. Okay.
There's nothing rolling about
the
a muffin.
Pepperoni roll.
Yeah, not
it's
a pizookie,
very good.
Yeah.
You'll have to. You'll look it up and you'll love it. I promise you that.
Kalachi.
But yeah, so
you
old
sounded
Chicago.
Like Trump.
You're going to
look
love
it up. I promise you you'll
love
it. You'll be rolling muffins like crazy.
Another store that is closing its doors, and we've talked about this, Jeremy, and I believe you cried, Kohl's.
I know, not my Kohl's.
And in that same location, Arapahoe Crossing. Like, it is shocking to look at those businesses in that little area. I do too. And I frequent that spot quite a bit. There's a lot of grocery store there. And yeah, the fact that stores are just going down, it's like, my
That's where
goodness.
I get a lot of my Vans is through Kohl's.
Like,
they throw them on clearance like all the time. So I'm always on the Kohl's app looking at Vans. I look at these today, right here, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cool. Those are like
those are the classic checkered ones.
That's the
right?
Original checkered.
Kohl's. Right there.
I like
think I got
checker.
Them on clearance for like $30.
Like
see?
Kids 8? What size are those?
8 and a half.
Oh, kids 8 and a half. Nice. Good for you.
I am flush. Good? I have easily 14,000 in Kohl's cash saved up.
You better go spend that.
Hey, don't say
14K
that.
Yeah.
People
Kohl's
know where you
cash.
Live, buddy. Yeah. They're going to rob you for that Kohl's cash.
I don't
want to
brag.
This
but
is just the latest Kohl's.
My Kohl's wallet is stacked and
again,
racked.
They're doing, like, what? You know, they're looking at their sales and stuff,
yeah?
And Colorado isn't performing like they wanted it to.
She just glossed right over. 14 grand in Kohl's cash. She's like,
I told
you about these stores.
You need to spend it because they're closing.
Fine. It's fine. You
so
just
you
continue with your story.
It.
It's fine.
I told you to spend.
He's keeping his Littleton one.
I'm gone
class.
For one day, and she's like, "I own this show." I'm gone for one day, Josh.
You're telling me.
She's eye rolling at me today.
I was here yesterday.
Gone for one. I'm glad I didn't take today off.
I know.
The name would have been off the show.
It literally would have been KJ.
It's
like, that's
Katie
what it
and Josh
been.
In the morning.
Just K. What
it's
you
like the attitude. K. One day gone and the amount of attitude.
Be like Katie with Josh
it's
in the morning.
Show.
Yeah, it's just Katie.
Just Katie.
Go ahead, Katie. What else you got?
I just want to give a shout out to our partners at 9 News. Hey, they're going to be broadcasting.
She's coming for you too, Channel 9. See you later, Corey Rose and Jordan Chavez. New morning show, Katie on 9 News.
And here's Katie with traffic. Hey, they're going to be broadcasting 15 Rockies games this season, 10 on Channel 20 and 5 on 9 News. So that's a good look for them.
Katie's going to be pitcher too for the Rockies.
And catcher.
On the bump, Katie Mitchell.
Oh my goodness.
I like this.
Yeah,
I like this story, actually.
She's having fun.
Quite a bit. Play
Katie!
14,000 in Kohl's cash.
Oh my gosh, I told you to spend it.
14,000.
Because they're closing.
So is Walgreens.
Gosh.
You forgot that one, too.
I didn't forget. I just thought I didn't have time.
Yeah, you got a minute.
Me,
tell us about Walgreens.
Walgreens, also a business that has taken a hit in the state of Colorado. I mean, all kinds of Walgreens are shutting their doors. Aurora, 3 spots. There's one location in Arvada, Federal Heights. There are 5 Walgreens in Denver.
Thanks, Amazon.
Specifically for closing. 2 locations in Colorado Springs, 1 in Longmont, and 1 in Boulder. All
There's one by me that
down.
Did shut down.
I mean, the last time I went to a Walgreens, we got robbed, so I kind of
that's true.
I kind of understand. Kind of understand.
Last time I was in the Walgreens by my house, the one that got shut down, I was buying a book of stamps. So
and they were like, "Please buy more.
Please buy more things while you're here.
Do you need gum?
Would you like some Viagra?
Blue Chew? Do you know about it?
Penicillin?
Greeting cards.
Please visit our pharmacy." Oh, that's sad, though. People
yeah,
don't
it
joke
is.
About
it. It
no,
is sad to see all these businesses
sad.
Closing.
Now, where am I going to get
jobs.
My stamps?
I know. You better. I don't know, actually.
It's a really
We're going to have
question.
To figure that
that's
out.
That's what I told Nicole texted me. She's like, "Can you stop on the way home and get stamps?" I'm like, "For what?
What are we mailing?"
It's like, I got to send a thank you card out to somebody. So it was like $40 worth of stamps to send one thank you card.
And they're expensive now, too.
It's like $40.
You can't just buy one.
Or 20. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Will you guys take Kohl's cash? We'll exchange. exchange for Cole's hat.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. All right. That's your training report featuring Katie.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Do you want Aaron to do traffic or do you just want to do traffic?
You know,
Katie?
I used to do traffic. All I right, could probably right get now. This Go ahead. Done. We've got a nice drive along I-25, free and clear from Spear all the way down into the tech center. I-70 looks good both directions and looks like you have an easy drive coming up from Castle Rock, too.
Well, that should be a horrific accident.
I know.
Now we have to play Aaron in case there's a sponsor in there. But imagine it being the exact same traffic before. So many cars on fire.